Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Tomato Graffiti coming up in just a bit. Your opportunity to call in and say or do anything you want within the rules of engagement. Phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Again, banned on Facebook because I shared information regarding the DOJ files on Jeffrey Epstein. Horrific, horrible stuff. Epstein. Mark Zuckerberg says, this violates community standards. They're just covering for the billionaires and caving in, I'm sure, to more government pressure, just like he admitted he did with COVID, where they silenced so many of us through throttling and shadow banning and outright deplatforming. These are horrible, horrible people on Facebook that are Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. These are horrible. But I'm not going to shut up like I didn't shut up regarding the coronavirus scam, the plandemic. And I'm not going to shut up here, even though I'm not on Facebook anymore. I'll figure out some other platform I can get on to do a live stream so you can see this thing and then you can, you know, I can document it and all that. But in the meantime, we've got radio. Thank God for radio. Download the River Network app. I'm all you've got. Nobody else is touching this stuff. I'm all you've got. Dimitri is all you've got. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. All in the River Talk Radio Network and Big Willie 105.5. All right, so here's some of the information. Now, I shared this one last week, but if you're new to the show, and I'll do this. This is from, and they have it redacted, so it's it's got to be somebody important, and it's to Jeffrey Epstein. Thank you for a fun night. Your littlest girl was a little naughty. Again, this is from our government. This one from Jeffrey Epstein to a Marsha Dracova, December 2018. So Jeffrey Epstein to Marsha Dracova. And this is chilling beyond words. Again, these are the emails from our federal government that I could not post on Facebook because this violates community standards, telling you just how horrible and horrific these people are. Here's the email message. Jeffrey Epstein to Marsha. Your friend, Aliza, told me about the project she is doing, researching a really bad guy that gets children for sex sent to his island. She almost fainted when I told her that person is me. But Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and Dan Bongino and ultimately the President of the United States, Donald Trump, don't want you to pay attention to this. Honestly, it's beyond my comprehension. It is just beyond belief. Back to the Rothschilds, this Arianne Rothschild. According to Svetlana Lokhova, one of the people that I follow on Twitter, good source, this Arianna de Rothschild, the third most frequent Epstein correspondent, benefited from the settlement of the tax evasion case with Obama's DOJ that a Kathy Ruemmler organized. Arianna de Rothschild thanked Epstein profusely and paid Epstein $25 million. Ruemmler got $10 million. Kathy Ruemmler emailed with Epstein over 11,000 times. Why the silence from Barack Obama about what Epstein wrote? Because this Kathy Ruemmler was part of the Obama administration. They're all in on this. The Zorro Ranch that virtually nobody is talking about. New Mexico lawmakers unanimously approved $2.5 million Truth Commission with subpoena power to probe trafficking and sexual assault at Epstein's Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. 2019 email alleges that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, his girlfriend, buried two foreign girls nearby. These are allegations. Land Commissioner requested radar and cadaver dogs. It's been ignored for 7 years. Finally, some movement, better late than never. And this stuff with the royal crown of England, Randy Andy, the prince who lost his title, they arrested him and they interviewed him, I guess, for 11, 12 hours, whatever it is there in the UK, in England, and let him go. But they are investigating a lot of stuff there now. And it's what I think is really going on here is this. Very quickly, because we got Dimitri Graffiti coming up. In the UK, it is run by a hardcore leftist government called Labour, the Labour Party. You think the Democrats are bad? Picture the Democrats on steroids having lunch with Satan. That's how bad Labour is in England. But they're very unpopular right now, extremely unpopular for 101 different reasons, many of which, by the way, include pedophilia. But they're looking for something to save their sorry Labour ass. And they hate the crown. They hate the monarchy, and they want it to end. And so what I believe is now happening by them targeting Andrew is they're going to be using this Jeffrey Epstein file information, not only against Andrew, but also all the other royals there who, one way or another, had been involved, allegedly, in pedophilia, including this Mountbatten character who was blown up by the IRA. They're going to be using this to try to destroy the integrity or the reputation of the monarchy. And so if this plays out the way that it seems, they seem to have this organized, do not be surprised if someday, and again, you heard it here first from Dimitri, do not be surprised if someday in the near future, this Jeffrey Epstein files mess is going to be so bad and is going to drag in so many people from the English monarchy that the people of England will go, you know, we've had it with these people. We've had it with the monarchy. We've had it with the king. We've had it with the princes. We've had it with all of them. Labour is not the good guy. They're terrible people. But what I think they're going to be doing is using this Jeffrey Epstein pedophile network and just this all this horrific stuff to go after the monarchy, and they just might be successful. This thing's not going away, and shame on President Trump for not taking the lead on this. Shame on him.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go! The rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti: do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse. Do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti. Vinny Graffiti.
Oh yeah, the Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh yeah, the one DMC. Don't spoil the dog floating with crap. Oh yeah, it's Thundernado. Oh yeah, damn.
As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch him.
Vinny Graffiti. Vinny Graffiti.
Oh yeah.
Vinny Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. The Vinny Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
The Vinny Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.